T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's your name, son?
Danny Bernstein. I'm from Deerfield, Illinois.
Dan Bernstein on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's enough. Don't care. Not interested.
Insightful sports talk for your workday from one of Chicago's most respected radio professionals.
Professional what?
Professional penis.
You don't know what the hell you're doing!
Dan Bernstein.
The guy is full of hot air.
In a semi-permanent state of flatulence.
Middays on The Score.
We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And it's a Bears Friday, so that means we are going to preview the Bears and the Panthers. The 4-1 Bears against the 3-2 Panthers. Started out 0-2 and winners of their last three. Anthony Herron is going to sit in, as he does on Fridays, for the 10 o'clock hour. At 11 o'clock, at NFL Draft Scout, Matt Miller joins us to talk some pro football, some college football, and all the in-between where those two worlds meet. And then at 11:20, we're going to talk to Charlotte Observer Panthers beat reporter Elena Getzenberg to preview Sunday's game. Surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767 is the phone number at WSCR The Score. You can email us at Bernstein at 670. TheScore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. Send a text, why don't you, to the text zone. That's brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. You text the same number you call, 312-644-6767. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein670. You can follow me at Dan_Bernstein. And you have to download the Radio.com app to stream The Score on your mobile devices. You can interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. We have a video feed. It is on Twitch. And I will click on it right now so I can look at it. And boy, there I am. Hello. And that is twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. And there's also a conversation that goes on just on my screen. It's on the right side there. And it moves fast and fun. And Brian Gerge moderates that while he also directs the video feed. Jay Zawoski is our executive producer, and in the stead of the executioner today, Studs, Adam Studzinski, is the man on the board doing what Ray usually does. This segment is brought to you by Toro Snowblowers. For grisly winters, you need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off select Toro Power Max snowblowers. See your Toro retailer right now. Win winter with a Toro. Yeah, Bears have to show me something this week, and I'm going to hold Matt Nagy to his standard of his little post-game rant. And when he picked a time at 4-1 and coming off what could be seen in some ways as a validating victory, to say, let's get the details right, and let's score more points. Let's look like other teams look. Part of me was laughing reading the Brad Biggs piece as he's talking to the guys who set the lines and about why they think the Bears are essentially the Lions and just not very good. And it's really simple. This isn't some complicated formula or some arcane analysis here. It's just hard for them to score. They don't score like other teams score. They don't look at like holding serve. Like an arena football team does, where it's like, okay, we have the ball, we expect to score. Everything is some sort of labyrinth for them. Everything, they have to like achieve Herculean tasks to get the ball in the end zone until the end of the game. Sometimes where a team is down and they're playing in a shell and they can eat up vast swaths of yards. But the Bears don't do that. Everything's a grind, and it makes it very hard for them. It's their job to set lines and to predict outcomes and try to put a number on there that's going to draw the most betting on both sides. It's not necessarily to predict a winner. It's to set that number that makes them money. And they don't think the Bears are good in how they do some of this stuff. And I don't know what betting patterns say about Bears fans and if fans tend to bet with their heart and not their head, and want to add that extra incentive to sit and watch a game and hope their team wins. I don't bet on games, so I don't know how that goes. But it's, if you are a Bears fan, it would be incredibly painful, I think, to bet on the Bears unless you're doing some sort of obscure ways of making money off what they don't do well, because a smart gambler obviously can do that too. The bottom of the hour is being brought to you by Golf Mill Ford, Illinois' largest Ford dealer. Beats every deal by at least $500. GolfMillFord.com. 30 is a really good number. 30 points. It sounds like 150 to the Bears right now. And I understand when you say this is what they have to do to win. And they've got to run the ball, shorten the game, take what's there, make sure you play stifling defense. That's fine. I'm so tired of that, though. Why can't they play stifling defense and score 30 points? It's just, for some reason, as Bear fans, we've been sentenced to this life of every Sunday of them having to figure out some ugly way to come away with a victory. And the idea of engineering wins is fine, but that's different than them being good, because they're 4-1, and I don't think they're very good. They haven't felt very good. The defense has made a few plays, and they're going to have to in this game. You got to get to Bridgewater. You got to get home. You got to finish on him, because he's not that big a guy. You can punish him. He slides around okay, and he can run okay. He's not a great quarterback, and they run an offense for not a great quarterback. Some of the half the field stuff, some of the level options, the reading and getting the ball out, and he's going to do what can be frustrating as a fan to watch. And when Anthony Herron comes up, we're going to talk a little bit at length. But you know what I'm saying? It's just every week it seems to be. The games are such a chore, and for them to find this formula for winning is such a chore, when somebody else would come out, get a pick six, get a strip sack, punch it in the end zone, win the game by 17 points, and get on the plane and go home and score 30. It's not too much to ask. Be that team that scores easily, like we see when we flip the channel to other games. Look like one of those teams. We'll get into it. Also, have an opportunity to take phone calls, because I didn't do a lot of that yesterday. Obviously, we're talking with some pretty heavy your stuff with some of the Tony La Russa things. 312-644-6767 with Bears thoughts. We are going to get into it. When we come back, we can also hear what Matt Nagy talked about yesterday regarding what he's looking for, what this offense is capable of doing. That's coming up on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Talking Bears on a Bears Friday on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Dan Bernstein with you. And I'll be here for a while today, because not only am I on this show until noon, then we're doing the Lawrence Holmes show. Cole Wright and I will be doing the Lawrence Holmes show today. He of Marquee Network, formerly of NFL Network. We will be able to talk some baseball and some football and anything else that comes along as well. Matt Nagy spoke yesterday on the Zoom conference with reporters, and this has been the story this year. And it's nice to have a 4-1 team. But here we go again into another year where they have revamped everything on offense, and they hired new coordinator. They have a run game coordinator, they have a passing game coordinator, they have a new offensive coordinator, and they have their installed quarterback that they went out and traded for, and they paid him a ton of money, and now he's there, and they got all their tight ends supposedly fixed, and it's still pulling teeth. So Matt Nagy knows that they've been winning without playing well on offense.
For us to be 4-1 and play really the way we're playing offensively, for us, we just feel like there's some things that we're learning through these games of how we're winning. They're not pretty. Now there's the game in Atlanta where you had to come back and we scored some points in the fourth quarter, and the same as the first game of the year, didn't have points and then all of a sudden put up 21 in the fourth quarter. So those quarters are exciting. The other quarters, in particular, the third quarter, are the ones that we got to get a lot better in. So I think where you stay excited is the fact that you are 4-1 as a team, because ultimately in the end, that's what matters. Now, how you get there, you want it to look better, but that's what we're working towards right now. And that's what we got to get to as soon as we can.
Yeah. Right away. Make it look better. Make it stop hurting to watch. The other thing about the Bears under Nagy is, with a lot of time off, usually the next game, whether it's a bye or a Sunday after a Thursday, they don't play well given all that time, when you think it should be the opposite. Why is that?
We looked into that last year, just kind of getting a feel for where we're at. Coming from Coach Reed's deal with him, he was so good after the bye weeks. I think he had like an 18, I don't know what his record was, but it was pretty good. And obviously that's not happening here. So for us, JJ, it's a deal with this year, with everything being a little bit different. Every day the schedule is a little bit different. Things are a little, just how we're doing things. So it's kind of an asterisk in regards to the schedule and what we're doing. But I think the biggest thing is to make sure that, are these guys mentally and physically healthy? This is the last week for us where we keep our normal reps in practice. So we start kicking it back rep-wise starting next week a little bit, not a lot. But I think the biggest thing is probably just making sure that we're not doing anything too out of the ordinary, which I don't think we are.
In other words, they have no idea. That's 50 seconds of saying they have no idea. And did he say asterisked? Because that's a new one. I've heard asterisk. The usual mispronunciation of asterisk is asterisk. But he said, now I'm getting mixed up in my head. He said asterisked. That's a new one. We have to write that down on our long list that we're compiling of various variations of the mispronunciations of asterisk. But he's got his quarterback in place. And first they said, well, it's going to take a little bit of time because they haven't had the practice. But the excuses are running out for Nick Foles, too. This is supposed to be a finely tuned operation. And is he ready? Is he growing?
And it's been more in meetings and communication with the coaches and myself, been more discussions, more, he's just feeling more comfortable now. Conceptually, he can get a feel for where we're at and what we're doing and the strengths of the other players, but he'll grab a player in between, in practice, in between a drive, and talk to a guy about a specific route that he ran and why he liked it or didn't like it. I think the biggest thing is just really seeing him communicate through his experiences that he had and has had here the last couple of weeks.
But what have we been doing then? They had a whole training camp. We had the quarterback competition, remember? This is supposed to be ready. You made the move because of it. It's always a process. Everything is some kind of process. Let's go already. Let's go make it look better. Everything can't constantly be some kind of grinding of gears with this. It's always a process. Joe in St. Charles, you're on the Score. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Dan. Hey, last week I was watching the game. I was by myself, literally whining about why can't the Bears ever have a quarterback and all that. And then they won the game, and I was happy, and I'll take that all year long.
Well, obviously, if they win every game, you're going to be happy. But it's not a binary situation where you have to choose one or the other. You can win the game and have them be better at football. And I think he hung up.
By the way, Dan, I checked the tape on the Nagy asterisk. It was asterisk. That's what he said.
Oh, asterisk.
Asterisk.
So he just dropped the S.
Yes.
Okay, so it's not asterisk. It's just asterisk.
Asterisk.
Okay, thank you for your forensic investigation. I appreciate that. But you don't have to say, well, just because they win, it's fine. Sure, if they win the Super Bowl doing that, great. The problem is they can't. And what we want is for them to win championships. And that's where the bar is. You want the Bears to win the Super Bowl. And this defense should be good enough to win a Super Bowl. When you have Khalil Mack in his prime, And when you went out and paid millions and millions and millions of dollars to Robert Quinn, more on that later. I want to get to some confounding things that are being said about and by him, some things that aren't quite aligning. We're going to get to that a little later on in the show about trying to figure out there's some mystery as to why Robert Quinn isn't living up to this this acquisition and why he's frankly being outplayed by Barkevious Mingo and maybe James Vaughters at this point even. But there are winning is wonderful. Winning covers up a lot of things, but that's different than being good. It's different than playing the game in a way that makes you think, okay, this team is formidable, and they're really just not. And Nagy's here because of offense. Jamal in Flossmoor, you're on WSCR. Morning.
How you doing, man? You know what, man? I've heard you say it before, and I think it's true. It's starting to ring very, very true. I think he could be a very good head coach, but what he was brought here to do as far as being like an offensive guru and, you know, even his time with the Chiefs, I mean, he kind of struggled there, even in the playoff game. And, you know, now I'm starting to think that he may be okay with concepts and different things like that, but just being able to put together an offense that can score points, he hasn't been able to do it since he got here, whether it be with Mitch or whether it be with Nick, whatever the case may be. To your point, it's always a grind. It's always we're trying to find our rhythm. But you have whole off seasons to find rhythm. You have training camp to find rhythm. And he's been unable to do that. So after, you know, changing out a whole entire offensive coaching staff now and still not finding rhythm and not being able to score points, I'm starting to wonder, is it his play calling? Is it just the way he schemes up his offense? But it's starting to be really, really frustrating.
And they're 4-1, right? So I think it does give us the luxury of having won those games against mostly bad teams, but expecting more. And we should expect more because of the bells and whistles and the lofty things that they've said, no matter who the quarterback has been every year. Remember 200-level stuff and knowing that we can be dangerous from anywhere on the field, touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. There's not enough touchdowns. And that's a problem in football when it's so difficult to get enough points. 30 seems like 80, but I don't think 30 is unreasonable, especially against this team. And, you know, Mully talked about it too, about the coaches say, how do I win the game? And I respect that. And I know that there is a way to have your formula of the way to manage the 60 minutes on the clock to win the game. But I just wish it were easier, where you didn't have to do that, and you didn't have to sort of storyboard your victory, and instead you could just say every time we touch the ball, we expect to punch it in the end zone and score a touchdown because that's football, and that's what we do, and we think we can do it. They say all the things about it, and then it doesn't happen. They'll have a breakdown, or there'll be a holding penalty. And there will be somebody in all of a sudden standing in the backfield, and you get the quarterback faking it to a running back who isn't there. So first step is getting out of their own way, and then we can get to Nagy's touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. Linkin Park and Larry on Sports Radio 670. Hello, Larry.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Okay.
Listen, it's very simple. They have a mediocre offensive line. They can't blow anybody off the ball. So what happens? They become one-dimensional.
I think that's part of it. I don't think it's that simple. I think the offensive line has – the interior of the offensive line, so far with James Daniels, has actually been quite good. And you can quibble with the tackles, but I think guard, center, guard, they have been way better than mediocre. And yesterday, Kevin Fishbane was talking about the number of David Montgomery positive runs on which James Daniels has contributed with a block or helping on a block. And that's a huge problem. That's a major loss for them. And I don't know if they're going to be able to impose their will without him, however they decide to replace him, whether it's Alex Barrs or Rashad Coward or some combination of the two, or they run things over Jermaine Ifedi instead. But generally, your offensive line can be a limiting factor, but part of that, too, is if your receivers are in the right route combinations in this offense, you shouldn't need to have a fully formed seven-step drop pocket. It should be a rhythm passing game that isn't over-reliant on leak-proof pass protection, and that's what you're going to see from the Panthers. It's going to be the ball's coming out. And if there are more downfield throws, it's guys running underneath. They're not waiting for guys to have to come open on a lot of deep double move routes. So it's I don't think the excuse so far this year has been that patly the offensive line. Anthony Heron is going to pop on for his Bears Friday hour. He'll be with us from 10 to 11, and he joins us next. So don't go anywhere. Keep it here on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.